I wasn't going to talk. I wanted my wife to talk, but she said, no, you're the guy with all the disasters. So I and she reminded me of one that I have to tell everyone tonight. So I do a work camp every year, every summer, and a bunch of youth groups get together at a monastery on Park Heights Avenue, and we go into the inner city and we work on houses. It's an incredible week. It's a lot of fun, and we do a lot of activities at night, each night. And I run some of the activities, a trivia one and a scavenger hunt one that we've done for a number of years. And so finally, I turned the scavenger hunt duties over to somebody else, and I had that night off. So I had gone to get some stuff that I needed for work camp, and when I came back, the new people were doing the scavenger hunt. And I have to explain this. In the monastery, there's a group of paintings and photos of brothers in the monastery, a very kind of reverent area outside of the cafeteria. And we would pass these brothers, this like hall of fame of brothers in the monastery every day when we would go to breakfast and dinner in the monastery. When I got there, one of the scavenger hunt items was to count the brothers that had eyeglasses on their heads, and you had to put it on your sheet of paper. We've done that for years. And so when I got there, I'm just sitting there, and everyone's doing that, and they're counting the glasses, and I'm a goofball, and I'm sitting there, and I have a pair of glasses in my hand, and there's a roll of duct tape on the table. So as a joke, they've counted the eyeglasses, and I take my eyeglasses and I put them on this large painting of the brother. And someone, one of the students actually says, "Rasig, that seems very irreverent." And I said, "You know what, that's right." So I pulled the eyeglasses off, and with that came the forehead of the brother. And it's just there, and everyone is silent, like no one is saying a word. We're all like aghast, and I don't know what to say, you know, like it's just this huge gash in this forehead of this guy, and we're staring at it. And so, I tell all the students, I said, "It is my fault. I'm going to tell the brother." So I go in. I confess the whole thing. I say, the kids had nothing to do with it. I did this stupid thing, and I will pay for it. I didn't know at the time if it was a painting or a photo or an old photo. I had no idea. I just said, so I contacted like photo retouchers, painting retouchers, anything that I could do to kind of repair this photo. It ended up being a photo that was there, and they never made me pay for it. And so I assumed that the next year, when I came back for work camp, like I do every year, this would have been repaired and taken care of. Instead, there it was again, the giant guy with the gash in his forehead. And for every year, it's probably been the last 5 or 6 years that I've gone, he always stares me in the face. In fact, any time I would walk by him, I would be down, and my head would go down like this. So the last year, we left the monastery just a year ago. We had I took photos standing next to him as kind of a going away thing with him. And then we temporarily moved to Towson University, and one of the people actually took a photo of it, brought it to Towson University, where we relocated, had it framed and on our wall at the monastery, a constant reminder of my giant catastrophe. So